Pray for us.
I'm your interpreter today, Eva.
这是第一次。
This is my first time. Be kind to me, please.
很开心跟 Eva 一起做一个传讲跟翻译。
It's a privilege to serve next to Pastor Lewis today.
好，我们今天讲一个题目叫。
Our title today.
撒开，快下来。
Zacchaeus, come down immediately.
这句话是刚才我们圣经里边讲的。
That was what Jesus said in the Bible verses we just read.
耶稣说，撒该，快下来。
Jesus said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately.
跟我们很多的想法不一样。
It is very different than what we normally would think.
我们都说要上去。
We always say go up.
耶稣说要下来。
But Jesus said, come down.
看看今天经文要给我们向我们说怎么样的话。
Let's take a look at what the Bible is trying to say to us today.
我们先来看看，了解一下撒该是谁。
Let's take a look at Zacchaeus. Who is he?
撒该大家都可能熟悉，他是一个税吏。
You may know him as a tax collector.
经文里边也说他是个大财主。
And in the Bible verses, they said that he was a rich man.
我们也了解一下当时的一个犹太地的一个情况。
Let us think back to the days of Zacchaeus in the land of Judah.
在那个时候，犹太地是一个罗马帝国的一个殖民地。
At the time, they were part of the Roman Empire, in fact, a colony.
所以属于犹太这个地方属于罗马的一个的省，一个 county, 一个省。
Oh, they were, it was a county amongst the great Roman Empire.
所以在罗马帝国会派一些政府在当地来治理这个地方。
So the Roman government would send governors in the area to take care of the people.
我们知道，那时派的耶稣时代所派的这个大叙利王。
In the time of Jesus, we know that it was great Herod who ruled the land.
那么这个殖民地它的作用是什么呢
？So as a colony, what were they doing? What were they supposed to do?
就是向当地这块地方收税。
So the Jews at the time would collect taxes.
犹太地这个地方是欧洲、非洲、亚洲一个交界的一个地方，是很重要的地方。
Judea at the time was at an intersection where Europe, Asia, and Africa would meet.
当时耶稣来到的这个地方叫耶利哥。
And Jesus came to this town called Jericho.
也是一个税关。
And it is actually a gateway where all the tax and customs are collected.
当时罗马帝国是通过什么手段来统治这块地方呢
？So how did the Roman government govern this area?
就是叫以犹治犹。
They used the Jews to rule the Jews.
就是让犹太人去控制犹太人。
They used the Jews to control the Jews.
你知道税收是一件不容易收的一件事情。
You know, it's hard to collect taxes.
谁愿意把钱交出来呢
？Who really wants to give up their money voluntarily?
所以好，他的当时的那个叙利亚王说：“好，我就用犹太人来收犹太人的税。”
So the Roman Empire said, "Okay, I'm going to use your own people against you."
让你们自己去斗。
Let you fight amongst yourself.
你就不会反抗我。
And then you will forget about fighting me.
这个是个非常聪明的办法。
This is a really smart way of governing.
他用什么办法来收他们的税呢
？And how did they collect the taxes?
一个叫承包制。
It was a contracting system.
就说这块地方我给你包了。
So in this area, I am responsible for collecting all the taxes.
你交上100万过来。
If they manage to collect $1 million,
我不管你用什么办法去收那个地方的税。
I don't care how you collect all the money.
你只要把那个钱给我就可以了。
As long as you're willing to give me, as long as you're able to pay me $1 million, the rest is yours.
所以有些人就充当了罗马帝国他们的税吏。
So a lot of people became tax collectors for the Roman government.
那这样的情况下，你就很清楚税吏会怎么做了。
And you can imagine what these tax collectors would do.
他就会尽量多的收钱。
They extracted more than they could from the people.
除了交上去的那一份，那剩下的都是我的钱。
Whatever they paid to the Roman Empire, everything else that is left went into their own pockets.
他们就会敲诈犹太人。
They would cheat the Jews of their money.
所以税吏站在那个税关的时候，哎，一个红挑着红薯过来卖红薯的。
So if somebody was passing through with a whole bunch of sweet potatoes with them.
哎，交这个十块钱。
The tax collector would say you have to pay $10.
哎，看到你手上戴着一个戒指，哦，20块钱。
If you have a ring on you, well, then it's $20 for you.
所以税吏就用这种方法来赚钱。
This is how they made money.
所以税吏这个行业是非常有钱的人。
So tax collectors were all very rich.
但是他们的 名声很坏。
But they were looked down upon.
他们都很讨厌税吏。
People hated them.
他们认为你们是罗马的帮凶跟走狗。
People thought of them as accomplices of the Roman Empire.
所以他们将税吏跟娼妓跟那些罪人罪犯是同为一列的。
So in their eyes at the time, in the Jews' eyes at the time, tax collectors, prostitutes, and sinners were all the same.
而且是最坏的，是 number one.
And in fact, the tax collectors were top of the list.
所以他们不像那些税吏，不像他请安，早上好这样。
So they would never greet a tax collector. How are you? It doesn't happen.
不跟他们吃饭，不跟他们住在一起。
They don't associate themselves with the tax collector.
他们是污秽的，不洁净的。
They are dirty. They're sinful.
这个撒该他看到耶稣过来，他就想来看看耶稣。
When Zacchaeus saw that Jesus was coming, he wanted to see Jesus.
只是因为他的身量太矮，他看不见。
But he was too short, he couldn't see.
他就跑到前面，要跑到人群的前面，然后爬上桑树。
So he actually ran ahead of the crowd and climbed up a sycamore fig tree.
因为耶稣一定会从桑树下边过来。
Because he knew Jesus would be passing through that way.
你看到一个这个一个图画。
And you can, it paints a picture in your head.
哦，一个撒该，他是很富有的人。
Zacchaeus, a rich man.
你会发现他很富有，但是有个问题是什么？他很矮。
He's rich, but unfortunately, his crime was not that he was rich, that he was short.
Oh, 这是他人生的一个遗憾。
That was something that probably bugged him.
这是不是都是我们是否都是我们每一个人的遗憾哦？
Well, wouldn't that bug all of us?
你聪明却不够漂亮。
Some of us are smart, but not pretty.
漂亮却不够聪明。
You may be pretty, but maybe not so smart.
如果你又漂亮又聪明，但是你的运气又不够好。
Maybe you look good and you're smart.But then you're not quite lucky.
所以你总是发现你总是有比不过人的地方。
So there's always something that you don't have at all.
有时候你要想想，你比一比，你就气死人。
If you try to compare yourself to other people, you always feel discouraged.
你跟人家比一比，比一比就矮一截。
You always seem like you fall short of somebody's characters or traits.
所以你会发现，你比一比，你在这人生当中，你就会失去了很多的快乐。
When you keep comparing yourselves to other people, you lose a lot of happiness in life.
也许你拥有了很多，但是你不能享受这个快乐。
You may already have a lot, but you don't know how to enjoy them.
你很拥有很多，你却不能有人生的满足。
You may own a lot, but you don't feel fulfilled.
因为你觉得别人家总是比你好。
Because the pasture is always greener on the other side.
你有没有想到别人家也在那里想别人比他好
？But have you ever thought about the other side? Always thinks some other side is also greener.
所以永远都有比你可以比较的地方。
So there's always something that you can compete with each other.
每一个人都是如此。
Everyone is like that.
你总是能够比得到比跟你竞争的你的敌人。
You always find somebody better than you.
你漂亮有别人有比你更漂亮的。
You're pretty, but somebody is prettier.
你聪明的总有比你更聪明的。
You're smart, but someone's always smarter.
所以你比一比，比一比的时候，你就发现你永远在这个世界上都是矮子。
And when you keep comparing, you always find yourself falling short.
如果我们不改变我们心灵里边的一种的状态，我们就永远也享受不了我们的幸福。
We don't change the way we think inside, we will never be able to enjoy what we have.
你会认为那个幸福永远都在别的地方，不在这个地方。
Somebody always seems to always have it better than you.
那么你看到撒该这么的急切要爬上桑树去看耶稣，他为了什么呢
？So you see Zacchaeus so eagerly climbing up a tree to see Jesus. What was he looking for?
我想想，这个撒该不仅仅是矮的问题，可能还是这个胖的问题。
So I started imagining maybe he's not just short. He might also be fat.
因为他是有钱人嘛。
Because he's rich.
那你想想一个胖子要爬到树上是多么不容易的事情。
So imagine how hard it is for somebody short and fat to climb up a tree.
而且这个是不光彩的事情。
And it is not something that he would be proud of.
谁还会爬到树上去
？Who would climb up a tree?
小孩子。
Little kids.
他是一个有头有面、哦那个、就是很显赫的人，他怎么能够做这样的事情呢
？He's a man of certain status in society. For him to climb up a tree, what would people think?
耶稣基督 没权没权没钱没有势力。
But Jesus has no money, no power, yet no influence in the government's eyes.
一个财主要去见一个贫穷的耶稣。
For a rich man to go see a poor man like Jesus.
爬到树上去。
In fact, he had to climb up a tree to see Jesus.
为了什么？
For what?
他心中一定有个疑问。
There must be something in his heart.
为什么这么多人跟着耶稣？
Why would so many people follow Jesus?
也许他可能听到他附近周围的人听到，他上帝耶稣基督做了很多的神迹。
Maybe he heard about all the miracles that Jesus performed.
他医病赶鬼。
Maybe he heard about Jesus casting out evils and healing the sick.
用五饼二鱼喂饱了五千人。
Maybe he has heard about the five loaves and two fish.
甚至叫死人复活。
Maybe he even heard Jesus raising up the dead.
也许他听到了耶稣基督的美德。
Maybe he heard about all the good deeds Jesus did.
听说他跟罪人能够接纳他们。
Maybe he also heard that Jesus accepted sinners.
跟那些被社会抵留所不被这个社会接纳的人，耶稣基督能够跟他们在一起。
For all the outcasts and the despised people of the community, Jesus was willing to spend time with them.
刚好这一次，耶稣来到他的税官，来到这个耶利哥这个地方，来好让他来好好的看一看。Now
finally, Jesus is coming to the city of Jericho. He wants to take a good look.
他要想一想，这个世间当中除了有钱、荣华、富贵之外，还有什么东西是值得他看的？
What is there outside of richness and money in the world? What else is worth his time?
也许有这个不幸的人，他们会好奇，为什么一个人跟我一样一起生活的人，为什么他会去信耶稣？
Why would someone living just like me would be willing to follow Jesus?
你不会觉得奇怪吗？
Do you not find that strange?
耶稣跟我信耶稣跟我的生活有什么不同？
Those who following Jesus, how are their lives different than mine?
我们的撒该，他这个人很有钱，但是他过得并不快乐。
Zacchaeus may have a lot in material wealth, but he isn't living a good life.
你可以想象撒该是个孤独的人。
In fact, he might be a very lonely person.
他被别人瞧不起。
He was despised.
被人仇恨。
He was hated.
而且他做这样的一个工作的时候，你知道他每一天要应付良心里边的很深的责备。
And his work probably put him in a situation where he's guilt-ridden every day.
你看到这个周围的人群都很多人在拥挤耶稣。
You would see that Jesus is surrounded by so many people.
你会发现外边他的周围的世界都很热闹，但是他会发现没有人可以了解他。
A lot of is happening in the world. A lot seems to be happening in the world, but no one knows my heart.
他的心灵是孤独的，是空虚的。
His heart was empty. He was lonely.
他是被人排挤的。
He was an outcast.
撒该，他有需要。
Zacchaeus has needs.
他需要被人理解，要被人宽恕，要被人接纳。
He wants to be understood, accepted, forgive.
他需要友谊，需要朋友。
He needed friends.
他也跟每个人一样，他需要内心的一个平安，有个喜乐能够被人所爱。
Just like everyone, he would be looking for peace in his heart. He wants to be loved.
撒该所需要的也是全人类都共同的需要。
What Zacchaeus was looking for was what everyone would be looking for.
有时候觉得，有些有钱人，他的有钱到一个地步，让你感觉到很吃惊。Some
people, they are rich beyond our imagination.
我最近听到一个我们湾区的一个富有的家长，要给他的孩子能够吃个世界上最好的一个鱼子酱。
So recently, I heard about certain parents in the Bay Area. They wanted to treat themselves to the best caviar.
我不知道鱼子酱是怎么样，我没吃过哈。I
don't know what it tastes like because I've never had it.
我们知道，可能这个鱼子酱生产的最好的地方是在一个叫里海的周围国家。
But we know that the best caviar in the world is produced in the Caspian Sea area.
在俄罗斯跟伊朗这两个国家是最出名的。
And Russia and Iran are the two countries that make the best caviar.
我听说他们的父亲要带孩子去吃顿好吃的，我以为在湾区里面找个豪华的酒店。
When I first heard about a parent trying to treat his kids to caviar, I thought maybe they'll find a really fancy restaurant in the Bay Area.
后来我听说他是坐着私人飞机去那个地方吃一顿饭，吃一个鱼子酱的饭。
Later on, I found out actually they chartered a private plane to fly to the Caspian Sea to have the caviar.
有时候贫穷限制了我的想象。
Now I know my poverty limits my imagination.
我又在那想，我们吃了。他们吃了这顿饭，就是人生就非常快乐吗
？But then I thought, after that meal, are they really happy?
有钱人就很快乐吗
？Is it always are rich people always happy?
我不是有钱人，我不能去评判。
I'm not rich, so I can't tell.
但是有一个世界上最有钱也最有权势的人，他叫所罗门。
But there was once the most, the richest and most powerful man. His name was Solomon.
他可以告诉我们人生是什么。
He can tell us what life is like.
他说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Excuse me, sorry. He said meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
人的知识增加，人的烦恼就增加。
When your knowledge increases, your worries also increase.
传道书一章十八节这么说。多有智慧就多有愁烦。
In Ecclesiastes, chapter 1:18, it says, "For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief."
加增知识就加增忧伤。
When you know knowledge, when you have more knowledge, you have more worries.
你会知道，你读书越多，你知道的东西越多，越聪明，你会发现你的烦恼就更多。
You'll find that the more you know, the more troubles you seem to have.
你会发现，你看心理医生的机会就更多。
The more you would need to see a psychologist or psychiatrist.
五章十一节也是所罗门说的。
From chapter 5:15, from chapter 5:11.
货物加添，吃的人也增添。
As goods increase, so do those who consume them.
物主得什么益处呢？不过是眼看而已。
And what benefit are they to the owners except to feast their eyes on them?
这经文是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
哦，如果一个人开的公司他越大的话，那么吃饭的人就会越多。
For a businessman, when his business grows, that means people working for him would also increase.
那么他就会更加的劳碌。
And he has to work harder to feed all those mouths.
你知道马斯克这么有钱
？Think of Elon Musk.
造了这么多的汽车。
He made so many cars.
你知道那个汽车给谁开吗
？But who are driving those cars？
就是给你们开啊。
That's you。
他这么有钱，他的钱给谁吃
？He has so much money. Where does money go？
给他的工人吃啊。
To all his employees。
那他还有这么多钱，他把放到哪里去
？He has so much money. Where does he keep them？
放在银行里边去。
In the bank。
银行给谁吃？银行的钱给谁吃了
？And what happens to the money in the bank？
还不是给你们吃了。
They all goes back to you.
所以有时候你会发现，你一个人拥有再多的东西，你会发现他吃的东西就是那么多，他用的东西也就是那么多。
So it doesn't matter how rich a person is, he can only eat so much.
你即使是把整个地球都买下来，而你睡觉的地方也就是这么一个你身体这么宽的地方。
You may have money enough to buy the whole world, but all it takes for you to rest is on a single bed.
人怎么从这个世界当中能够得到快乐呢
？So how do we get happiness from this world？
所罗门告诉我们，这就是你不可能在这个世界上能够得到真正的满足。
King Solomon tells us that you cannot get happiness from the world。
我讲这些，刚才讲的这个例子，不是告诉我们，我们不用努力的读书，不用知道那么多的东西。
So what am I saying？ I'm not actually saying that we should not work hard, study hard, and fulfill our responsibilities。
不用挣钱，不用工作。
It doesn't mean that we shouldn't have to go to work or make money.
那是告诉我们，我们心灵真正的满足在这个世界上是不可能给你的。
But to say that true fulfillment cannot come from the world.
耶稣基督看见 看见撒该在树上，就说：“撒该，快下来。”
When Jesus saw Zacchaeus, he told him to come down.
耶稣基督呼唤的是他的名字。
Jesus actually called out Zacchaeus' name.
耶稣不是抬头的那一刻他才知道他叫撒该。
Jesus didn't just find out about his name when he lifted up his head.
他在远处就看见了撒该。
He saw Zacchaeus from far away.
他早就认识撒该。
He knew Zacchaeus long before.
神知道我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
And so it's true for all of us.
他知道你的名字。
He knows your name.
他知道你心里边在想什么。
He knows your heart.
你在做什么。
He knows what you're doing.
诗篇139篇他这么说。
From Psalms 139.
我坐下我起来你都晓得。
You know when I sit and when I rise.
你从远处知道我的意念。
You perceive my thoughts from afar.
我行路我躺卧你都细察。
You discern my going out and my lying down.
你深知道我一切所行的。
You are familiar with all my ways.
耶和华我舌头上的话没有一句你是不知道的。
Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely.
你在我前面环绕我按手在我的身上。
You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me.
你还没有出生，上帝就已经认识你。
God knows you before you were born.
上帝对你非常了解，他知道你。
He knows you inside out.
他知道你的需要，他也知道你心灵的饥渴。
He knows your needs and he knows what you thirst for.
他要给一个美好的礼物给你。
And he has a wonderful gift for you.
你不要拒绝。
Please don't reject it.
你不用担心。
Please don't worry.
因为他是我们的父亲，他是我们的神。
Because he's our Father, our Lord.
他不会抢我们的。
He's not going to rob us.
他会给我们东西。
He's going to give to us.
我们之间，我们有什么好值得担心上帝要把我们的东西拿走的呢？
What do we have that is so important that we're afraid God of robbing us?
我们觉得我们身上有什么值得上帝觉得我要把你东西拿走呢？
What do you have so much that you think it's so worthy God would rob you of it?
你不用担心，上帝才是真正的父亲，真正的爱。
Don't worry, God is the true Father and He's true love.
我们在各个方面都很矮。
We probably fall short in all aspects.
我们看不见耶稣，但是耶稣已经看见我们。
We may not see Jesus, but Jesus already sees us.
他知道你一直在寻找你心中所想要得到的东西。
He knows what you're searching for.
但是你会发现你没有得到你真正想要的东西。
But you may be wondering, why do I not get what I want?
我们在这个世界上忙忙碌碌。
We're busy in our daily lives.
但我们心灵是知道的，我们心灵是空虚的，是愁烦的。
But we know,
我们是没有盼望的。
But we know that in our hearts we're empty, we're worried, we're full of grief.
我们在寻找什么呢？
We're searching, but what are we searching for?
其实你真正所需要的是耶稣基督。
What you really need is Jesus.
阿姆斯书八章十一节说
From the book of Amos, chapter 8, 11.
人饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水，乃因不听耶和华的话。
Not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord.
耶稣基督是我们心灵的饼，耶稣基督也是我们心灵的活水。
Jesus is the bread of our heart, he is the living water.
唯有他能够让我们的心灵的肚子能够满足。
Only he can fill our hearts to make us content.
让我们能够止渴。
To truly end our thirst.
当你得到耶稣基督的时候，你的心灵就安息了。
When you have Jesus, you have peace.
也许这我们对于大人来说，这个话题会比较容易理解一点。
Maybe for those of us who are already adults, it might be easier to understand.
但是对于年轻人来说会比较，我还没有踏入人生，很多的事情我们还没有经历过。
But for those of us who are still young, your life hasn't even started.
但是在我们的人生的路上，我们认定耶稣基督，他是让你一定让你这一生当中过得能够 满足，能够喜乐。
But if you focus on Jesus in your life, He will make sure that you have a full and a content life.
耶稣说：“撒该，快下来，我今天必住在你的家里。”
Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Come down, I will stay with you tonight."
撒该就急忙的下来，能够欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣基督。
So Zacchaeus came down and he received Jesus gladly.
撒该的表现是什么？
What does his action tell us?
耶稣一叫他，他就下来。
He responded immediately when Jesus called to him.
你要对你自己的人生的境况有所改变的话，你需要一个什么？你需要听话。
If you want to change your life, what do you need? You need to succumb to Jesus.
耶稣基督说，你要邀请我到你的家里去。
Invite me into your home.
邀请我到你的心灵的家。
Invite me to that house that is inside your heart.
启示录三章二十节这么说。
In Revelations,
看啊，我站在门外敲叩门，若有人听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Revelation 3:20 says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me."
耶稣基督在我们的心门外敲门。
Jesus is knocking outside at your heart.
他问我，你愿意邀请我到你的生命当中去吗？
Are you willing to receive me?
你若愿意邀请我到他到你的生命当中去，这就叫信仰。
If you are willing to accept me, this is faith.
信仰就是不再向耶稣封闭你的心灵。
Faith means stop rejecting Jesus.
耶稣基督要成为我们的救主，我们的神，我们的朋友。
Let Jesus be your savior, your neighbor, your friend.
当耶稣进入到我们生命当中的时候，你就不再害怕，不再孤单。
When Jesus is in your life, you're no longer afraid and you're no longer alone.
生命是从知罪开始的。
Life really starts when you realize you're a sinner.
我们人生当中最大的问题不是说我犯了这个罪，犯了那个罪。
Our biggest problem is not knowing what crime we've committed.
我们人生当中最大的问题是我们知不知道我们是有罪的。
Our biggest problem is, do you see yourselves as a sinner?
众人看见耶稣所做的，就私下的在那里议论说。众人周围的人看见耶稣所做的，他们就私下在那里议论说。
When people saw what Jesus was doing, they started murmuring and discussing amongst themselves.
他竟然到那个罪人家里去住。
He's actually going to stay with that sinner.
耶稣，你知道吗？他是个大的罪人。
Didn't you know that he is the worst of all the sinners?
你看到这些人怎么评论这个撒该？
Look at how people were judging Zacchaeus.
他们在他们心里里边看不起撒该。
They despised him.
但是他们心里里边可能做梦都想变成税吏。
But really, what they want is to become him.
圣经所讲的罪，不是像他们看见的撒该，在他，你看得到他在敲诈别人的这个能够显现出来的一个的行为上的罪。
The sin that Bible talks about is not just an outward sin like Zacchaeus cheating his people of money.
而是隐藏在我们生命当中，我们不敢说的，在里边的心灵里边的那些的一个的心思意念。
But really the sinful thoughts that are in our hearts buried deep inside.
你不用教，你看到比你更漂亮的，你一定会更加就会嫉妒他。
When you see someone prettier than you, you might be jealous.
你不用教，你对别人对你不好的事，你就会恨他。
No one needs to teach you to hate someone who is better than you.
在人里边不用教，有很多的苦毒仇恨在里边，是你本能的就会这个样子。
No one needs to teach you to be bitter.
我们经常说我们要有爱。
We always said we need to have love.
爱是什么呢？爱是给予并不求回报，那个叫爱。
What is love? Love is giving without expecting something back.
其实人是很自私的。
But we're all selfish.
当你愿意付出，当你要做一件事情的时候，你就要寻求别人对你的回报。
When you serve other people, you probably expect something in return.
你认为这个是爱。
You think this is love.
这个其实不叫爱。
But this is not.
这个其实叫交换。
This is just exchange.
当你这样去爱一个人的时候，你就会爱得很痛苦。
When your definition of love is like that, then you love people in a really difficult way.
你总是盼望着你给出去的别人能够还回来。
Because you're always looking for something in return.
所以我们要认识我们自己，我们究竟是谁。
So we need to know who we really are.
人与人之间没有好坏之分。
Amongst us, there's no good people or bad people.
人与人之间只有坏跟更坏之间的区别。
There's only bad and worse.
有个我不知道是谁说的，说过这样的一回事。
I don't remember who said this.
现在不是总统选举吗
？Now, we're approaching the presidential election.
总统选举就是在一堆的烂苹果当中能够挑出一个没有那么烂的，这个叫总统选举。
Someone once said a presidential election is picking, the less bad apple amongst a basket full of really bad apples.
这些在议论撒该是多么坏的这些人当中，他跟撒该既有里边隐藏的一样的那个罪。
All the people who were judging Zacchaeus, they actually have the same sin in their heart.
他们不是不想成为撒该这个样子。
It's not that they don't want to become like Zacchaeus.
他是因为没有这个机会。
It's because they didn't have the opportunity.
如果他们有这个机会的话，他一样更加喜欢做税吏。
If the opportunity presents itself,They might become a tax collector just like Zacchaeus too.
别人的罪，别人的不好，你是很容易看到的。
It's really easy to see other people's sin.
但是我们自己的问题，我们自己的不好，我们是看不见的。
But we never see our own sins.
中国有一个谚语。
There's a proverb in Chinese.
就叫马不知自己的脸长。
A horse doesn't know he has a long face.
牛不知自己的皮厚。
A cow doesn't know that his skin is thick.
那是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
马的脸是很长，那为什么他不知道呢
？A horse definitely has a very long face. Why wouldn't it be able to tell?
那是因为他没有用镜子看一下自己脸那么长。
It's because a horse never uses a mirror to see.
圣经就是一面镜子。
And the Bible is just like a mirror.
让你认识你自己。
Let you see yourself as you truly are.
我们对我们自己内心生命里边的败坏的隐藏罪疚或者自责并不能解决问题。
Just carrying remorse, regret, or self-condemnation in our heart is not going to save us.
你只有到耶稣的面前才能够解决你的问题。
Your problem can only be solved in front of Jesus.
耶稣基督说撒该下来。
And so Jesus said to Zacchaeus, come down.
从你的骄傲当中下来。
Come down from your pride.
从你的自以为是、自以为义当中下来。
From your self-righteousness, come down.
从你自己的错误的认识和错误的坚持当中能够下来。
From your false sense of security, come down.
我们信耶稣，我们拒绝耶稣，你会有很多的理由。
There are many reasons to reject Jesus.
但是你要接受一个接受耶稣基督，你一个理由就够了。
But you just need one to accept Jesus.
你是从哪里来的
？Where do you come from?
你要将去哪里
？Where are you going?
你今天活着的意义是什么
？What is the meaning of your life?
又问一问。
And ask.
先有鸡还是先有蛋
？Does the chicken or the egg come first?
当你这样问的时候，你就会变得更加聪明。
When you ask that, you become wiser.
当撒该接受了耶稣基督，邀请他到他的生命当中的时候，撒该的生命就发生了彻底的改变。
When Zacchaeus accepted Jesus into his life, he changed.
他从一个的罪疚的捆绑当中能够释放出来。
Instead of being bound by sin, he's now free.
你看到他最后的时候，他的生命当中有了喜乐。
You see that he's full of true joy.
他变得开心。
He was happy.
也许。他接触耶稣基督的时候，他开心的时候，也许是他人生当中第一次真正释放真正心底里边的一个开心。
Maybe this is for once in his life, this true happiness comes from his heart, deep from his heart.
你也看到他的生命里边有了一个心灵的自由。
And you know that he's now free in his mind.
什么叫自由
？What is freedom?
你真正想做的时候，你能够做得到，那个叫自由。
You are free to do whatever you want to do. That is freedom.
他跟耶稣说，我要将我的一半分给穷人。
He told Jesus he was going to share half of what he has with people who are in need.
那表示什么？
What does that mean?
他能够给得出去。
He's willing to give up.
以前都只是想拿。
He was having a tight grasp on his money before. Now he's willing to share.
他的心就自由了。
His heart is now free.
他也许 是他第一次真正成为了金钱的主人。
Maybe this is the first time he becomes master of his money.
能够使用金钱。
He can use them.
你看到他最大的改变是什么？他自己对自己诚实。
You see his change? He's now honest with himself.
一个知罪的人是最诚实的人。
A person who knows his sin is an honest person.
撒该说，如果我讹诈了谁，我就还给他四倍。
Zacchaeus said, whatever I cheated of the people, I'm going to pay them back four times.
也就是说我不是个好人。
He's basically saying, I'm not a good person.
我敲诈了谁，我要还给他。
Whatever I've cheated from them, I'm going to give it back.
我们是这样的人吗？
Are we like that?
盼望耶稣基督在我们的生命当中对我们的生命有所改变。
I pray that Jesus has the same effect on all of us.
耶稣基督说，我来是为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Jesus said, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
你是这样的人吗？
Is that you?
你是失丧的人吗？
Are you lost?
你是一个迷路的人吗？
Are you lost in your ways in life?
你是需要拯救的人吗？
Do you need saving?
耶稣基督说，你要下来。
Jesus is telling you, please come down.
你需要耶稣。
You need Jesus.
如果你是信主多年的弟兄姊妹，
If you've been with Jesus for many years,
我们同样要下来。
We also need to come down.
我们同样让上帝一直在我们的生命里面做工。
We need to fill our lives with God. Let him work in our lives.
能够真的在神的里边能够成长，能够蒙他的福。
Let us grow in spirit and be blessed by it.
感谢上帝给我们的话。
Thank you, Jesus, for your words.
我们最后一起做个结束的祷告。
We'll close in a word of prayer.
主啊，感谢你和赞美你。
Father, thank you. We praise you and thank you.
谢谢你赐给我们的话。
Thank you for your words.
让我们能够明白知道在这个世界上我们活着为了什么。
Help us to see what it is that we're living for.
我们说我们在世界上寻找我们的快乐。
We're searching for happiness in the world.
我们经常感觉到我们寻找的东西一直都不在，不能寻找得到。
But we never find what we're looking for.
那是神你告诉我们，我们饥饿那是因为我们没有上帝的话。
But Lord, you tell us that we're hungry because we're not having your words.
感谢耶稣基督，你在弟兄姊妹当中来做工。
Thank you, Lord, for your work amongst all of us.
让他们在生命当中有从你来的话。
Fill them with your words in life.
从你来的喜乐。
Fill them with your happiness.
你告诉我们要下来。
You tell us to come down.
你告诉我们要在你面前谦卑来领受。
You tell us to humble before you.
感谢祈求是奉主耶稣名祷告的。
We thank you all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.